Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Ausable Valley Audubon is Peggy Ridgway. How are you today, Peggy?
I am fine on this great sunny day,
it's
Kevin.
It's a beauty of a day, and maybe a nice day to get out and do some bird watching, eh?
For sure. They're starting to move through with the south winds finally coming around.
Yeah. So, we'll look forward to a great birding season. And, it's a busy time for you even above that, because there are things coming up that we need to talk about, including, I can't believe it. Is it really the 10th anniversary of the Bird Festival?
It is the 10th anniversary this year.
Wow. That's terrific.
Yeah, we wanted to kind of do something special to commemorate this first decade of the festival. So we decided to offer birders an additional destination to explore while they were here.
Yeah, and boy, what a great destination you've given them, because, I was just reading up on this. The Sunrise Coast Birding Trail is soon to be dedicated.
Yes, this Saturday at 1 o'clock, but I'll talk a little bit more about that later.
Sure.
But during the 10 years that we've had the festival, we've had 17 states and 5 countries represented.
Wow.
And a lot of those are repeaters. So with this new birding trail, they will have additional territory to explore while they're here.
Yeah, of course, there's lots of great birding here, and now that's why this festival is so popular, and it's been growing every year over those 10 years.
Right. We have fabulous habitat for birds, and when you think about it, Michigan is located halfway between the Atlantic Flyway and the Mississippi Flyway.
Oh.
So a lot of those birds coming up from the south, particularly in the spring, to breeding grounds, funnel right through our state, and some of them stay along the shoreline and some of them come further inland. So we have a multitude and variety of birds that pass through our state.
Boy, no doubt. So it's a great time, and as you said at the top, this is one of those times when things start happening, and you're going to start seeing some more of those migrating birds.
Yeah, birders get a little hyper at this time of year.
I bet. Well, we got to calm them down just enough. Of course, now when is that taking place? When is the 10th annual Taos Birding
Fest?
That
is the 14th through the 17th of May, and that's usually the birds set the timing for that one, because that's usually the peak time when they migrate through to breeding grounds.
All right. Well, I know we'll be talking again about that when we get closer to it, but as we mentioned already, the Sunrise Coast Birding Trail, that dedication coming up on Saturday. Give us some details on that, Peggy.
Okay. Well, one of the things is that the Saginaw Bay Birding Trail was established mm-hmm. in 2013, and it begins at Port Crescent in the Thumb and has many good birding spots all the way along the Saginaw Bay watershed to Taos Point. So we thought perhaps we could join that trail at the Ausable River watershed and extend birding opportunities all the way along the Sunrise Coast to Mackinac City.
Wow.
So this birding trail is about 150 miles long, and it begins at the mouth of the Ausable River in the Oscoda-Ausable area and incorporates 28 hot birding spots along the Lake Huron Sunrise Coast.
Nice. I didn't think there were that many, but obviously
well,
there are.
Well, it's nearly 150 miles,
yeah.
And when you incorporate the Saginaw Bay, it's almost 300 miles of birding along this side of the state.
Yeah, and now, I know there's details about how they can find those sites and where they're located, right?
Yes, and we have some partners that have worked with us, and Michigan Audubon and 3 of their chapters, Ausable Valley Audubon, Straits Area Audubon, and Thunder Bay Audubon, all helped to find out where some of these best birding spots were, and we wanted to open them up to the public. And some of them are on DNR campgrounds, too, and the state parks. So we have a wide variety of opportunities available. And Consumers Energy and Northeast Michigan Council of Governments were also partners with us.
Mm.
And through a grant that the Northeast Michigan Council of Governments provided, we were able to have folded 18 by 24 detailed colored maps developed, along with descriptions of each birding site. And then also there is a website. It's sunrisecoastbirding.org. Which will also specify even further things about the trail.
Okay. Wow. So if you're a birder, you're going to want to learn more about this, because this is solid gold for bird watching.
It is. And the thing is, even though if you're not a birder, and sometimes if you go along with a birder, there's a lot to learn, or you can just see the wildflowers and some of the beautiful trails that we have on this side of Northeast Michigan.
All right. Now it's happening on Saturday. When and where is it happening on Saturday, Peggy?
It's this Saturday, May 2nd, mm-hmm. at 1 o'clock at the Oscoda-Ausable Shoreline Park, That park is really in Asabo, but it's located just south of the U.S. 23 bridge before you cross the Asabo River.
Yeah.
And so the public is invited, and we have some dignitaries that will be attending, Senator Stamas and Representative Petelia, and the DNR Director Keith Cray will be here, plus some of our township officials. So we're very excited about this whole thing.
And, of course, dignitaries, but the public is welcome to come on and out also.
Of course.
Yeah.
And just look for the farm market sign there.
Right.
That's where we usually have our farm market there at the Shoreline Park. But we also have an opportunity right after the dedication for people to kind of explore that park area.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, because that is a nice area right there for sure.
And we will be handing out maps to everyone who attends. So we welcome the public to join us in this great celebration of the Sunrise Side. And we are the newest of 5 birding trails in Michigan now.
Oh, fantastic. So, wow, there are plenty of opportunities for birders, and this is going to be the latest one. And right here in our backyard, that's something to be proud of.
And the weather has prompted to be its best.
It's going to be a beautiful day. At least right now they're calling for it for Saturday, and we're going to keep our fingers crossed for some great weather, on Saturday to make sure that everybody can come on out and be a part of the dedication of the new Sunrise Coast Birding Trail. Now, again, one more time, if people want more information, what's that website they can go to learn more about this trail?
It's sunrisecoastbirding.org.
All right, and what about if they want to learn more about the Tawas Bird Fest, which is coming up in the middle of May?
And that's tawasbirdfest.org.
Simple as that. Peggy Ridgway from the Osable Valley Audubon. Peggy, a pleasure having you on, and we'll be talking to you guys a little bit later in the month to get more information about the Birding Festival.
Thanks, Kevin, and we appreciate WKJC's coverage of this, and you have been very kind to us.